ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 7:30, 2020. End day of July. Just about here, ready to go into the fall. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. It's out of Revelation 4. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these sayings saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy one of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, and thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with the eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I am overcame and am set down with my Father to his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That's a red letter edition, Revelation 4. Okay, ladies and gentlemen? And oh, I'll tell you, you know, we're sitting right here right at the beginning of the time of what's going on, and we've read to you so many times, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39, and it is all beginning to come to pass. And I'm going to tell you, if you do not have food, I've talked to you about food for what, 16 years? Food, firearms, ammunition. It just keeps going, disappearing, disappearing, disappearing. I got reports from Lady J in the area there in Tennessee, North Carolina, in the Smokies in that area, going to a number of different food stores. There's hardly any canned goods. I got a report out of the Tampa Bay area in the county there in the metro area, in the Publix. They went in there, there's hardly any chunky soup at all. Now, we know from last week that apparently the tin cans, excuse me, the steel cans or aluminum cans, are made in China, and there's a bally hold up in the production, or so many people are buying they can't supply enough. Well, what it is, the Red Chinese are using it to can their canned goods. So you're seeing that there is getting to be a shortage of even canned food. So therefore, tonight, tomorrow, the weekend, go out and get you and go to several different stores if you have to. But you'd better start putting away rations. A ration for a day would be a can of chunky soup or a can of Progresso soup. And that's, you know, meat, potatoes, you know, vegetables, what have you. Already in the juices or in the water, okay? To where you don't have to purify water to add water to a small can of condensed soup. But even if you can only get those, get some of those too. Now, what's interesting to see is that what a ration would be in the future is maybe one can of chunky soup per person with some rice, okay? So if you can still get white rice, because it'll last longer, and I know, oh, the basmati and this one and that one and the whole grain and the up, 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 up. We're not talking about the time frame when it's just the wonderful time when we can be organically, oh, lovey-dovey. We're talking about survival and, you know, survival food, you see. So the white rice will last longer. A lot of it comes from down around Louisiana way, Arkansas way, Rain, Louisiana, you know. It's where old Edwin Edwards was from, the old governor back in the old days. But you need to get you some of that if you can. And it's starting to get where it's going to bye-bye, all right? But use multiple sources to get what you need to get any way you can get it, online, whatever. But don't wait online for stuff that's, you know, going to be delivered in September, all right? You need to get you something you can get now, whatever that is. Because long gone is the time where you can just order Mountain House and get a nice 2 or 3 year supply and take a little money out of here and then put it down for your family. You can't hardly get any of that stuff anymore. All the suppliers are way out of it. Most people are saying they're deep into August now and even backing up on some of it, okay? So I don't know, but I've been telling you to go ahead and get an extra can of chunky soup for a number of years, and those that did, I remember down there at Wichita State, I had a student down there who's now going on out of the world. He said, Hawk, I've just been doing what you're saying. I get an extra can of chunky soup. I put it in a box underneath my bed. Now he says, I've got, you know, 6 months rations, you know. And that was a broke college kid, all right, just spending another $2.50 or whatever it was a can per week, all right. So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get you some food. The locusts are still eating all over the world. They also, from what my sources say, an organic farmer type source that somebody told me who deals with them, out not far from Lawrence, Kansas somewhere, that they were already starting in the organic world to collect money to defend against the locusts as they were starting to come in and get ready to come into the United States through Mexico. They're right on the line down there. They're down there, ready to come here and eat everything that they see in the crops. We also got flooding in different places. Mississippi's got problems with food. A lot of places are in the drought scenario out west, okay? All of this stuff, and you remember they nailed us, the Red Chinese nailed us last year and the whole nine yards. Now, at the end of July here, which is, you know, harvest time, for wheat in Kansas and, you know, going into Nebraska, we're getting a lot of rain up in this area. All right? I am letting you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a normal time. This normalcy bias has got to go bye-bye or you're going to be, what do they call it, screwed, glued, tattooed? You're going to be in trouble. For nation shall rise against nation, all right? And kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, like 4.2s in Pacoima on the old big fault there in California. Now, last week I talked to you about the loon balloons, the Google loon balloons. We had Mr. Google and all the habba-dabba big tech people talking to the Congress people who don't even know the question to ask them. But let me tell you something. I told you about the loon balloons of Google and how they were there and they were off Virginia in that area and then off the coast of Mississippi. And that they were then looking at the Gulf Coast area and all the shipping, all the stuff there. They were overlooking the CIA, the Pentagon, DC, all of that. And then after we talked about them, they moved. And remember I said they moved, the one moved back into Tennessee from, where it was right on the Virginia line over there. And then the two that were down around the Gulf Coast in Mississippi, they went west going into Chihuahua, Mexico, into Mexican airspace. Now, let me tell you what they've been doing since, and what's quite interesting. And for all of you no such agency people out there, all you stupid idiots who are low-level operatives for the DIA, CIA, NSA, for the Joint Chiefs, listen to me strong. The Red Chinese are owning the company that allegedly puts up the Google Loon balloons. Those balloons are allegedly supposed to, you know, do a little Google Earth and then also to provide rural, you know, a satellite for rural Wi-Fi and that kind of stuff. Well, let me tell you where they were yesterday. Where they were yesterday was where President Trump was at. President Trump went to West Texas, to Midland, all right, to the Permian Basin on his talk about the upcoming elections and stuff and the fact that Biden and all them people are going to take away all the oil production and all the fracking and the natural gas jobs and take away all of that. To destroy this country. To take it down so they can have all the power and grind you to death and put you in concentration camps. And that the Red Chinese can then come in and pick up their girlfriends, their future girlfriends' wives they've spotted on Facebook. Because you've been telling them, oh boy, don't I look good in my new bikini and Instagram and all that, and I'm over here on this beach and such and such. Well, some Red Chinese commandos got you right next to his heart, Missy. Well, let me tell you where the loon balloons, the goo go. See, that's their plausible deniability. It's just goo go, goo go, goo go, goo go. It sounds like that old East German siren, don't it? Google, 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 Google. Remember those old sirens? Yesterday, President Trump went to Midland. Well, interestingly enough, on the Mexican border side, not in America, there were three of them right in a row, right in the same area. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, right next to each other. And then there was another one up in New Mexico. So you got Fort Bliss there. Bliss is an important base, much more important than what people think, okay, because there are space assets and testing platforms and things at Bliss, okay? There are special nest units and special squadrons of helicopters and stuff come out of Bliss. But then you also have all of the San Antonio. You also have the NSA down there. So these balloons are on the Mexican side overlooking all of that and vacuuming up signal intelligence from all of the military bases, all of the cell phones, all of the stuff. And if you don't think they can do it, well, who do you think supplies the microchips that go into computers everywhere? All right? We first told you about this on this program because we had a tip that when Dick Cheney was on Air Force Two one time and the Red Chinese wanted to talk to him, that they started having trouble in that plane and that plane landed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, old Hawk's hit the nail on the head one more time here. They do not like this discussion about the Google Loon balloons. And the challenging factor of talking to the NSA and all these people. Right. You see, they knocked me off the air. And, oh, now they brought it back up. They brought Skype back up now. That's fine. a little trickery on your set there, you guys. Well, but the fact of the matter is, you guys don't know what the Red Chinese are doing. And if you do know, then you are treasonous in those high-level positions. Because the Red Chinese are allegedly using the Lin balloons, where they allegedly own the company that makes them for the Google, okay? And here's the deal. President Trump was in Texas. They had these three, southwest of El Paso into Mexico, over there at 60,000 feet. But there were three in a row, boom, boom, boom. Then there was another one up there in New Mexico. They bracketed Bliss. Bliss is an important base, and President Trump was in Midland, Texas, giving a speech. Now, interestingly enough, you see, those three have now moved. Because I discussed them with several people last night, where, you see, if they're able at 60,000 feet in all these areas to vacuum up all the signal intelligence, and if they've got the Chinese chips, you see, that are also in your NSA computers, and in the Pentagon computers, and in the units in the field computers, and in the aircraft computers, and in the tank computers, and in all the little laptops, and all the crap. Oh, you ordered them from the Japanese. Oh, okay, well, they ordered them from the Malays. Where are the Malays? They got them in China. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Now, today, they moved after we discussed it last night. They moved the three that are in a row, and we've also been looking at that. We think that those three loony balloons, that those are all supporting a much larger platform. Three balloon groups supporting a larger platform, and hence they appear right next to each other in an array. We think it's possible that they have, with solar power and other things on there, and very sophisticated zero-point kind of electronics and stuff, use of high, power capacitors, that kind of thing, that not only do they have the cameras that can read your wristwatch, or read your Fitbit in a deep underground base and see what your heart rate is there, Mr. Special Ops, okay? But they could also vacuum up all the signal intelligence. They could also probably have, as I hinted or intimated back a month or two ago, in terms of a month ago when we were talking about them off the coast of Baja, okay, California, where the three red Chinese subs were off the coast. And then also, you recall at the time, there was another big quake kind of scenario. Well, then we have a 4.2 at Pacoima. Well, that's an interesting thing. So maybe on these larger platforms, there are electronic warfare weapons. Now, what's bothersome is they were over Mexican airspace, but at 60,000 feet, they were overlooking and bracketed by the one in New Mexico. They were looking and bracketing Bliss and also the president and also all of the San Antonio, all the bases down there, the joint bases and all the other bases that are in Texas, looking for movement. They had been along Mississippi looking all down Florida and all across the Gulf Coast, east and west. Now the three are in a triumvirate there. I think it's a single platform, and NSA, CIA, whoever you are, what are we going to do? You ought to put up 100 jump jets and knock them out of the box. But now, right now, there are three in a triangulated array. They're not all three together, but three separate ones over Nevada. Well, what do you think they're overlooking? They're overlooking Area 51, space assets, just like Bliss. Space assets, high-tech space assets, particle beam weapons, all that kind of stuff. Specialized helicopter units that are involved with the space scenarios, you see, and high-level mess searches. But as well in Nevada there, they can overlook all of Area 51, S4, all of that. They also can overlook Dugway Proving Ground and all of the space assets, plus all of the nuclear, biological, chemical assets and testing and all the research that goes on there with the germ warfare and the chemical weapons, the nerve gas and all that crap. But that way, they're able to look deep underground with some of this stuff. They've got the LIDAR, PRIDAR, whatever the heck it is these days, the sensors that can go down on these things. They've got every kind of antenna, every kind of camera, mirror, whatever they need to get. But those are in Nevada. Now, they also can see into the missile bases in Dakota, Montana, you see? Also, the other things that pop up out of Area 51, they could also look all the way over and look at 60,000 feet. They could look over, and one of them could be looking out there to Bremerton to see if the nuclear submarines are going. But now the others that were in the array, the three plus the one in New Mexico, well, yesterday there was one that was on the Baja. Okay, it was in Chihuahua and then went over to the Baja, right near the areas in Mexico, the Baja, where the Russia, where the Chinese subs were at, where one of the subs are located at. Now, for you people that don't know, the Red Chinese own the port of Lazaro Cardenas, and they have a significant relation with the Mexican government, and they have troops, Chinese troops, in high-level areas. Of course, they would, might be called worker, you know, whatever they might call them, but they're troops in brand new subdivision because I sent somebody past a friend to have his old Mexican Joe go down there and take a look, and they did. And you remember that was years and years ago. And they found what Brother Quayle had been hearing about from the truckers, about how they were delivering groceries from the United States in big UN-like white tractor trailers, going across the border, going on down into Mexico, into private areas where they were brand-new subdivisions, but with guard shacks, with federales and stuff on the guardhouses, to deliver grocery supplies to Chinese people and troops down there. So right now, these satellites, these loon Google balloons, you know, that's a little thing. Why do you need three over Nevada? Are all the prospectors now got laptops, okay, in the rural areas? Do the aliens at S4 want a phone home, huh? Well, let me tell you something. They're overlooking all of it, and they're using these as spy satellites for the Chinese, the Red Chinese military. And they don't need the big ones up above. They got them down below, and you think they're Google balloons. You idiots. You idiots. Necrophilia. Shiite arseholes. And if you ain't in bed with them all, which some of you might be, then you ought to do something about it and take them out of the sky. Take them right on out of the sky like you did the one that was going for the space launch that we told you all about in detail. After the three red Chinese subs playing games off the coast of San Diego. Now, we had the one that was in Chihuahua, went into the Baja yesterday. Now, the three that are all together in a little group, which I think is a larger platform that probably has electromagnetic weapon capabilities, okay? Use the high-powered solar up there at the 60,000 feet. You got a lot of solar, and you use that. You charge the capacitors. Kaboom! Okay? Whoosh! 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 All right? They can knock a plane out of the sky. They may have been trying to target the President of the United States. These red Chinese, allegedly loony balloonies, three triumvirate that seem to be possibly a larger platform supported by three balloons because they track all together all the time. They have three individual numbers or names, but they track them all together. So now the one that was in New Mexico plus those three, they all went through Chihuahua, went through Mexico, and they're all over in the same area now, close to area of the down low on the Baja, where they were before, where the Red Chinese sub was at. Now, let's see. I remembered what that was at one point. Let me see if I can find that here. Let's see. I don't have the Baja on the map. I have L.A. on the map here right now, but let me just see. Can't see it. I'm not going to play with it right now, but just suffice to say it was low down in the Baja. Remember, I even gave you the names 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whenever it was. So now you got five right there on the edge of the West Coast. Do you think that there might be carrier groups getting ready to leave out of San Diego again? Or do you think maybe that ones up there in the tree in Nevada could also see Bremerton, Washington, could see also the San Francisco and all of that area and all the Navy bases, the military bases all up and down the line? They could see into Grand Forks and, you know, Minot, Malmstrom, and all the different ones in the Dakotas. Watch for any launch of the missiles, all that kind of stuff. Or perhaps even use the electromagnetic weapon to knock them out of the box. Now, let's add another whole factor to this thing. This whole idea of getting ready to go to war, Red China getting ready to hit us. While we're dealing with their third, with the internal front from the communists, which now has been proven that there's some Red Chinese involved, along with all the other Marxists and Maoists that are involved with the, allegedly, with these Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter was founded by, not alleged, but actually professing Marxists and Maoists. And their object is not George Floyd. Their object is to destroy the United States, to defund the police, to cause active resolution. It's like Albert Pike said in 1871 to Giuseppe Mazzini in his Third World War. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, right? I've read that to you so many times. Well, that's what they're doing right now. But they've got the Red Chinese military, the Russian military is also out there involved. And the Russians still have Spetsnaz inside the United States, courtesy, allegedly, of the Joker John Obama, the lizard man, the potential candidate for the AC, you see? But now we got three over Nevada, so I guess we're helping all the people, all the prospectors in Nevada up there, those ones that get the, those real pretty opals out of the wall up in there in that little spot up there in Nevada, or the gold miners or the silver miners. But what they're really mining is Dugway, and they're mining S-51, or Area 51 and S-4 and all the others there, all right? They're not trying to win the jackpots on the machines in Vegas or Reno. So this is a clear and present danger of the United States. And then after we discuss them, my source and I, the guy that tracks them, and the guy that can track anything from the old days on, the best of the best, the people who were the real deal back in the day, who can find a Russian sub or any kind of a thing in the mix of all the crap. Well, now let's go on to the other portion. We got about, what, 250, quote-unquote, Chinese fishing vessels off Galapagos, right? Off Galapagos Island, which is out to the west, I believe. What is the west of Ecuador? That area kind of there, you know, west of, there's the Galapagos. I'm looking at it right now. So you're sitting there, and you got Ecuador, you got Colombia, you got all that kind of stuff off the coast there, and they're off there off a marine area, an area where it's a marine preserve, where those big turtles and all the unusual things on the Galapagos are at, okay? So then we have a whole lot of little islands out there, don't we? All right? You can look them up. But that is an area where ships pass along the coast of Central and South America. So that area right there, you have 250 fishing vessels. Well, do you think these are little two-story little Chris Crafts or something like you might have in Florida, or the or like the ones that hunt the tuna, you know, the wicked tuna off the coast, or the wicked tuna Outer Banks shows on TV? No. We're talking fishing trawlers or larger junks, but they don't use those. They're going to use trawlers. Now, my sources tell me in the deep background that not only do they have 220, 250, whatever it is, and there's enough of them to be confusing as to how many are there, what they're doing. They're all within a very narrow area. And why do they need to go all the way over there to fish? Okay? They don't need to go all the way over there to fish. But if they do, then they can interdict and pick up signal intelligence and signal traffic. And also, let me say this, they also have container ships there and supply ships there. So are there troops there? Are there troops? Or maybe you open the container and you've got all of a sudden hypersonic cruise missiles with a nuclear tip. Hypersonic. And let's say that you got Google balloons off of Baja there, right on the Baja, which is over Mexican airspace, okay? And they're right near where the Chinese subs are at. And let's say that they oversee and look and find, oh boy, there's a couple carrier groups coming out into the Pacific right there. Let's say that they give the targeting information to all those little sleepy fishing vessels. The little sleepy fishing vessels who are probably fishing for food, you know, up the coast there of the Galapagos. But I'll tell you something more about these marine preserves in a minute, too. Well, let's say that they give targeting information from the loony balloons and beam it down to the fishing vessels, and then all of a sudden it's hypersonic. Whoosh! Boom! There goes a couple carrier groups. Right? Knock them out of the box. Right after they come out of the gate. All right? They're starting to be able to look at the coast of South America, the South America, Central America, and then we're bracketed now. We got them up there at then the Baja. We got them up in Nevada. And all of these are just loon balloons from Google to Google. That lying piece of crap, allegedly lying piece of crap. If you looked at that guy testify on that deal, on that hearing, Zuckerberg blinked so many times on the Facebook, Zuckerberg blinked so many times, you might think if you were a neurosurgeon that he might be, or allegedly might be schizophrenic, or might have some kind of a mind whack or mind control, all right? But it's also known to be by the police a lot of time a blinky is a liar, okay? Particularly if he blinks rapidly after you ask him the big question, all right? Everybody can blink a little bit. But these guys, and then that guy, the whatever it is, Rod Patagic, you know, I don't know what the guy is, the head of Google, allegedly, he was so nervous and going back and forth, and his head was going side to side. The eyes were zipping back and forth. He was trying to get you to watch his hands and moving his hands back and forth and blah, 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 and using gestures. That guy, allegedly, from most behavioral scientists that work for the cops, would be a lying piece of crap. And he's the guy, and his company are destroying the opportunity for anybody who is not a communist, demon commie rat, to win an election. Because they're rigging it. All of these guys are rigging it. Because they want to usher in their new world order. And they want to vaccinate all of you, want to kill about 80 to 90% on the planet. Starting with the U.S. because, you see, you got the right to bear arms. You got the right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Oh, you used to have freedom of religion. Now the NBA players can't go to a church under their quarantine. Now, Gavin Newsom, you can't go to church in California anymore. You can't go anywhere anymore, half the place of the country. And I'm not saying that there isn't a COVID. I've told you, it is a weapon. They did do it. There's a new strain, and I think the Red Chinese, allegedly out of that Houston spy station down there, consulate, that they were reinfecting the entire Gulf Coast from Florida and then taking it on up into California. And popping the heck out. Meanwhile, New York, Jersey, they're not having the troubles, are they? But now it's starting to pop up in this one and that one and the other one. They don't want you to go to work. They don't want you to go to school. The kids don't go to school. Then mom and dad can't go to work, or one of them can't go to work because they got to watch the kids. The average family. So I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to go to war internally, and it looks like the Red Chinese are getting ready to go to war with us, too. And we're still fighting the last war. When they're using asymmetrical forces. United States military, if you want to do something, then you better talk to the people that are 30 levels above top secret that you don't even know about. You better talk to the mighty men of valor. And then also even some of the corresponding evil types, the black magicians, okay? Not the magi, but the black magicians. The evil side of the coin that have some of those assets. And somebody ought to be doing something. But the MMB, if you're up there, you use your high technology on behalf of our Father in Heaven, the Lord Jesus, strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, strike blows against these atheistic, nihilistic, Red Chinese. Tickle that Three Gorges dam again. Now, that's another thing. Somebody was setting storms pretty good in the Red China, and they've been having a lot of flooding. And those areas have put a lot of pressure on that Three Gorges dam, which Old Hawk has called, attention to quite a few times. And I said, that might be a way to keep them busy, you know? So now they're activating all their stuff. And now the BLM and the Antifa that got caught putting nails in the fireworks, just like they used to do. And I've been talking, hearing from the old Chips and the California people, police, those who contacts in that world, talking about how they did that in the old days. The old putting the nails in the bombs kind of a deal, the nails and fireworks. Back from the 60s. So that's what they're doing. But the Red Chinese satellites, the Googaloon balloons, allegedly, and that company allegedly that owns those, allegedly Red Chinese. And when you talk Red Chinese, all the Red Chinese military owns all the corporations. But now I'm going to tell you something else, which is weird, and we talked about this in the past. You know, Wally World, back in the day, back, 12, 14, 15 years ago, there are trade publications because Wally World allegedly was, partners in many of the factories that supplied goods to Wally World and other companies in the United States, manufactured in China, tools, fabric, all the different items. They make everything. We gave them all our manufacturing, or a large portion of it. And old Biden's kind of son, he got a lot of the money to help to do that, too. So I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a situation that you've got to be aware of. But back then, allegedly, they put ads in trade journals and trade publications that would appeal to those from the signal intelligence world, from the military, the NSA, all the top radio and signal intelligence people on the planet would read those kind of magazines or trade journals, you see. And there were ads in there because at that time, Wally World allegedly Wally World was wanting to start their own network of signal intelligence and radio communications that would be utilized in allegedly the distribution centers, the regional distribution centers. At that time, it was reported, allegedly reported in some of the circles in the intelligence world, that they were hiring some of the best retired SIGINT people, signal intelligence people, to go to work at high dollar, and they were going to be stationing them in all these regional distribution centers. But then apparently some of them picked up on the fact that the partners with Wally World in a lot of these factories happened to be nice red Chinese managers and supervisors and, reps and technical advisors and all that kind of stuff. And they happened to have little offices also back in the day in those regional distribution centers. That would be right next to, apparently, from what was allegedly discussed, allegedly that some of these people that were hired from that SIGINT world said, well, it's kind of funny that we got all these red Chinese factory advisors that have the office right adjacent to us, and they ask us to send cables and stuff back and forth, encrypted, back to China, or they ask us to tune into Tokyo or tune into this one or tune into that one and get information, and they get cables and they get stuff in. And well, does that represent perhaps along with the consulates, et cetera, does that represent perhaps an entire intelligence network in the United States, which now has allegedly has its own Google Loon Balloony satellites? They're just there to help people. Well, let me ask you something. Why are five of them sitting out there on the Baja in California now, when we told you about the movements of them? And they're sitting out there. Who are they doing? Does Charlie the Tuna have a laptop? Does Senor Albacore, they don't have a home computer down below? Or is it the beluga whales that the Russians had, and maybe the Chinese have borrowed a few of them, that have all the spy gear on them, or are they talking to the beluga whales? Or all the seals hanging out on the Seal Islands? Not the sea, air, and land, but the seals. Are they, fitted with transmitters too? Ladies and gentlemen, the red Chinese are got their network in place, and they're doing it over the United States. They have a satellite network, and approximately when they send these balloons up, they go up around 59 to 62,000 feet. All right? That's where they go. All right? And that's near space. You can overlook. You can see a whole lot, and you can see anything that takes off, airplanes, jets, spacecraft, U-2 spy planes, SR-71s, whatever it would be, TR-3Bs, the silver discs that were reverse engineered or purloined, stolen from some of the bad guys by the MMB. They could see all of that happening if they were in fact coming out of Dugway or coming out of S4 or coming out of the Bahamas or wherever it might be, you see. Outtech, in the Bahamas, or coming out of Puerto Rico, where the lights just went off again in Puerto Rico. The power grid went down. So isn't that an interesting thing? Power grid went down. So, of course, there's deep down below, there's none of the seabed base down there where the MMB used to hang out, all right? And then they could fly out, but there's also other bases down there of aliens, allegedly, and then they could all fly out through the tunnels and pop up through the volcano or through a lake in the interior portion of Puerto Rico, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, you might think, well, Hawk, why don't you talk about the election and all this? Because this, you see, ladies and gentlemen, is all preparation for war by the red Chinese. Now, let's go again. Tempe, Arizona. We have a nice railroad bridge over a highway, don't we? Well, that bridge was inspected this past Monday, inspected and approved to be in tip-top shape, okay? Well, was that the time when somebody planted an explosive device? And then it just so happened that there was all this train that had all the timber, lumber, and tanker cars filled with hazmat and highly flammable materials. And then lumber. That'd be a great combination. You take the charcoal, you squirt the lighter fluid on it, and you got your fire to cook your burgers, right? Well, here you got the train cars, you got the lumber right there. And then, lo and behold, a woman I saw her on TV, they interviewed her. She said, I was just getting ready. We're getting ready to almost to drive underneath that thing, and we're about a half a block away proceeding towards it. When I heard an explosion, she said. We heard an explosion, and then we heard the horrendous noise of the train going off the track and coming off of that thing and crashing down right in front of us, erupting in flame and in clouds of gas in the different craft that was in those tanks. That is sabotage. When you inspect the thing on Monday and it's A-OK and it blows on Wednesday, well, then you got a problem in River City, ain't you? Or you got a problem in the desert area there, you see? And I guarantee you that wasn't Arizona State, BLM, or Antifa. That's either the Red Chinese or the Spetsnaz, all right? They blew that train. I allege they blew that train. In my opinion, I allege they blew that train. In my opinion, I allege they blew that train, sabotage. Just like they did all those chemical plants down in the Houston area last year and all the things going on from the fertilizers and the tank farms and all the stuff we told you about all over the time. That was Spetsnaz. In many cases, then it got to be the Red Chinese down in Houston because after they did those down there, then they, correspondingly, in a few days, there would be a chemical plant blow up in China or an oil refinery blow in China or a plastics company blow in China, okay? We're about ready to go to war for real, ladies and gentlemen. You need to stock up on the food, and the firearms are disappearing. Firearms, you can't hardly get a good firearm for any reasonable price. You can get some high-end stuff, but then if you even got like high-end 223, good high-quality ones, or high-quality 308s, then you couldn't get the ammunition for them, because the ammunition is few and far between. And even if you got good handguns, and you can buy one right now, which you could, a lot of Kimber's still sitting out there in the gun cases, fine quality. Sig Sauer, some of those, the higher quality stuff, the higher priced pistols and revolvers sitting out there. But you go to get the ammunition, there's hardly any ammunition. You say, well, I've got me an AK, there's plenty of that. Well, I'm trying to get new, 7.62 by 39 ammo. It's hard to find it. 223, 7.62 by 39 millimeter. That fits the SKS or the AK or the variant thereof, the Mac 90 from China, whatever it might be, the Romanian product or the Russian product, whatever it might be, the Egyptian Mahdi, whatever it might be. But that stuff is not available. The major pistol calibers, you can hardly get any of it. Now, I will tell you what I'm seeing, which is available still, and I told you this the last time. If you want to get something, you can still get a bolt action 30-06. And you can still get one of those, and there's still more ammo available for that than 308 or 223 or any of the other calibers. You can still find some 6.5 Creedmoor and a few specialty cartridges and that kind of stuff. But even like the lever action ammunition is going. Now, my old buddy out on the plains or out there in the mountains, actually in Utah. Old Buddy the Crazy Horse, he was able to get him some for his buck gun. But he found it in a small gun store in a smaller town, not the big products. You might find a hardware store, an old general store out in the country somewhere that's still got a little ammo because they ain't necessarily buying it up, or maybe they had a little more than what people thought they had laid back. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm urging you to prepare under the guise of Matthew 25. Not the guise, but at the Matthew 24, and then what does Lord Jesus do at that? Matthew 25, where he tells you better have your lamp oil on your lamps in the wick. That's a preparation antidote to what happens in Matthew 24 or in Luke 21 and what starts to happen in Revelations. But I'm going to say one more time, there is a triangular, there were, as we came on the air tonight in Nevada, triangulated up in Nevada, that are triangulating on and able then to look at all of the Minot to Maelstrom. You see what I'm saying? All the different bases from the Dakotas on up in the Canada, Lethbridge, which there are also Chinese assets up in Alberta and in the BC, you see. So if they already have the Seattle mayor and all the lefty demon commie rats there, they got them in Portland and in Oregon, and they got California with Newsom maybe making a side deal with the red Chinese. Then if you've got the Mexicans have made some deals with the red Chinese, and then you got the Puerto Lazaro Cardenas that has the old-time Kansas City Southern Railroad that goes right up through Texas along I-35 right on up to Kansas City. So that was going to be, remember, the International Highway and Rail Line. Kansas City would be an inland port, remember? Duty free, right? Crazy Horse says, bring the Chinese saps over to Utah and the old buff gun. We'll see if we can bring them down if they're going up. I don't know if you can get out 60,000 feet up. But ladies and gentlemen, we got the three in Nevada, and then we had the three in Texas that are the triples, which I think is a large new platform that may have satellite-type destruction weapons. And don't say kinetic and just blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about electromagnetic weapons, the new kind, the highest level stuff, tied with the big capacitors and the bop, bop, and the zero point, the solar energy, whatever you need. Plus all the cameras and signal intelligence stuff to back him up. Everything that the NSA over in San Antonio had, everything that Bliss had, everything that all the military bases in Texas had. Plus the president was in Midland, and so you had somebody up in New Mexico, and then three down on the across the Mexican border, across from El Paso, looking right there, all right, at Midland from 60,000 feet. And just maybe they were looking for any vulnerability. An electronic vulnerability to maybe do a zap on a certain electronics of a plane. Just like they did and do with the portable electronic weapons, Tesla cannons, the portable ones, where they take down the fighter jets that come out of South Carolina and they take them down in the woods in Georgia. Or at the Navarre Beach, the two helicopters that went into the green fog. One was able to pull out with high power and a bank and turn. The other got taken down and exploded, went into the drink off of Navarre Beach, very near Eglin. Okay? Now, these Chinese fishing vessels that also have supply ships and container ships. And then when you think of a Chinese fishing vessel, well, you're not talking about a dumb old pirate junk or something like that, which are also pretty awesome items, but you're talking about freighters, just like the old Russian trawlers and that kind of stuff. Well, you could have cruise missiles on every one of them. You could have a hypersonic cruise missile that then could target and be much closer to the United States or to South America or to North America to hit than from over there in China. And to hit from an asymmetrical position that you guys in the Joint Chiefs with all your big lunches, all your, you know, big gold and silver and stock contracts and your, all your numbered bank accounts and this one, that one, and the other one, and your, you know, all your stuff in the Caymans and all your stuff over there in the Anstalts and Liechtenstein that are run by your nice little attorney in Lucerne or, you know, somewhere by your Swiss lawyer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're wide open here. Now, the MMV used to tell Brother Quayle that the top door was open, the side doors were open, the bottom doors were open, the back doors were open, and we were vulnerable. They could hit some things, and they could take care of a lot of it, but they couldn't take care of it all if it all gets launched on the pond. Now, you know, people say, well, they're going to do nukes. They won't use nukes on us because they're going to invade with the, you know, big Chinese army and all that stuff. Because they don't want to destroy the, you know, the land. If you use a neutron bomb, which George Poppy Bush, according to the man who invented that weapon, that Brother Quayle interviewed years ago, Poppy Bush gave him the neutron bomb to the Red Chinese years ago. Slick Willie gave him the all of the back then, the GPS stuff, which was new, you see, and all of the guidance and targeting system. Joker Ted Obama traded them, you know, for more investment in treasury bonds. He traded them all the stealth technology. He also gave the Russians about 1,500 of the top-of-the-line brand-new coded U.S. military radios, which also then interface with all of the 911 and all of the police radios. But those radios were given to the Russian Spetsnaz that were hired, and he also gave them all of the NATO codes. Don't go into their Luciferian knife down a pine. Stand up, ladies and gentlemen. Be either cold or be hot, but don't be lukewarm. The Lord Jesus will spew you out of his mouth.